so that you can live a life of what? Success. Mm-hmm. What do we get out of this? That you live a life of success and make it into heaven. Mm-hmm. Now, that's our pay. What is my greatest reward? That those who are listening to this broadcast mm-hmm. are growing in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right, Pastor Dai?
Yes.
That you are growing mm-hmm. and you become stronger and stronger every day mm-hmm. in your faith. You're more, we are here. We are your cheerleader mm-hmm. using the word of God to cheer you on. You know, seeing that you're surrounded with so great a cloud of weaknesses, man, and life and it's life is just hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone tell you that life isn't hard? He's living on a rock someplace. Mm-hmm. Living this life is hard, and you can live it outside of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I pray for those all the time who find themselves living a life, this life outside of Jesus Christ. Because how miserable it is.
Yeah, it's tormenting.
It's tormenting mm-hmm. to live a life, this life, outside of Jesus Christ. You know, it says, he's a strong tower. The righteous run into and are safe. David says, I turn my eyes to the hills. Mm-hmm. We're talking Friday now. I turn my eyes to the hill mm-hmm. from when cometh my help. My help comes from God. So with Jesus, I can run to him. Mm-hmm. I know he's there. I know, mm-hmm. I know. Sometimes it doesn't feel like he's there, but we don't go by how it feels. What it feels like, we do not conduct our life in feeling or what we see. We conduct our life based upon what the Word of God says. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you on this Friday morning that you will listen to this broadcast. You'll go over the teaching that we give you every morning. And you can go back and back and back and listen to it again. And get what you need out of it.
Mm-hmm. And you could access it on the WMIE website. So if you go to WMIE.com, once you get to the home page, you just scroll all the way to the very bottom of the home page. There's a black banner and there's a button that says on demand. If you click that button that says on demand, it'll show all the programs that broadcasted that day. And there's also a calendar icon. So if you wanted to go back to a specific day and re-listen to any of the programs that were broadcasted that day, you can that way. And if you click on the name of the program, Make Your Day Count, it'll actually pull up an archive of every program that has been on the air since July of last year. So it's a resource that's right there. It's available through the internet, and it's available to anybody who has internet access. So if you want to share the program with people outside of the listening area, you can go that way through the WMIE website, and you could send the link to them through text, through Messenger, through email, however you want to send it to them, or you could just direct them to the website. But all of the programs are archived there, and it's not just our program only. It's every program that's broadcasted here from WMIE. So it's a great resource. It's a great tool onto each and every one of us. I know personally I listen to the broadcasts again and again throughout the day.
I want to give a special says, Pastor Diana, we want to thank you, those who have contributed to this program. Mm-hmm. If you had make a contribution to this program, we want to thank you. May the Lord bless you. And we speak blessing over your life. We speak blessing over your finance. We speak blessing over your family, over your job. In the name of Jesus, that your storehouse where your income is will never run dry. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus. And if you have not contributed to this radio program, I will encourage you. We are in here, and it's time for you to really realize that, I listen to those broadcasts, and it's been a blessing to me. So I want to be a blessing back because it really costs to be on this here. And we don't get free your time. We had to pay for it. So we had to believe God and pay for it. So we ask you to make a contribution to this radio program. And those of you who have made a contribution already, we bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless the work of your hands. May he prosper you in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Pastor Diane, and tell our listeners how they can give to this program.
You can mail a check or money order to Make Your Day Count at P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. That's P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. And you can make your check payable to Errol Beckford Ministries. With every financial contribution, you will receive a copy of Pastor Beckford's book, Make Life Work, and a copy of my book, The Robe of Many Colors. We'll ship them to you, so please include your shipping address, and we will send them to you. And we really, really appreciate all the support, those who have contributed. We have some businesses that contribute each and every month. Mr. Ah Photography, which is owned and operated by my husband, Michael Robinson. It's located right in the city of Cocoa on Dixon Boulevard. His photography studio is at 1214 Dixon Boulevard. He does studio sessions. He does events. He does maternity. Maternity is some of his favorite pictures. Maternity and senior sessions. Those are the ones he likes the best. But he does birthday sessions. He does all kinds of things in the studio, outside the studio, in the community, events, weddings, and such. So we want to shout out Mr. Ah Photography. You could go to his website. It's www.mrahphotography.com. It was www.mrahphotography.com. Or you can go on Facebook to Mr. Ah Photography. So contact him for your events that are coming up or any sessions that you would like to schedule. He does fantastic work, and he also partners with others in the community. So he has some resources available if you need other services to go along when you're planning your events and stuff.
Yes. So let's end the week here and recap our study all week. We says that you need to get your life what? Refocus. So where is your life? Take a step. Take an inventory of your life and see where your life is. And what was your goal for this year? What was the goal? Mm-hmm. What are some of the goals that you have made? And how much of it you have accomplished? And if you're not accomplishing it, then what is it, what is stopping you?
Yeah, because sometimes we think that there's so much steps to the process, but really, it's just a couple things.
Yeah.
So if you can get with somebody who already has done it, you know, and they could just quickly tell you, do this, this, and this. They could maybe even just give you a little list of what to do. Like if you wanted to start a business, I mean, there's a few steps that you go through. You go onto SunBiz, you register your fictitious name, you pay the fee for that, which is approximately about $100, depending on where you are in Brevard County. You would go to the city office and you would get your occupational license. So there's just, you know, those few things. You contact the IRS. You could go directly to their website to get your EIN, your employer identification number, which doesn't cost you anything. So you can become a licensed business right here in Brevard County for less than $200 for your licensing and stuff. So let's not run bootleg businesses. Let's get our license so that we can that we could benefit from opportunities that come. I know a lot of small businesses in throughout the United States, and a lot specifically in this area in Brevard County, benefited from the COVID-19 small business loans that were just recently given out. So in past times, it was hard for people to be able to access that money. They would apply and they would be denied, apply and be denied. But because of what was going on with Corona, it was more accessible. And a lot of small businesses in this area applied for it and were granted thousands of dollars. But you had to have your business license and you had to have a business bank account. If you didn't have those two things, your application was denied. So, you know, we know that there are people who are operating businesses. They didn't go through the right steps, you know, to get their license and such, or they don't have a business bank account. And because they didn't have those things, they weren't able to access the money. So make sure that you're running your business, you know, credibly. Get your business license, get you a business bank account, have your EIN, get that stuff in order. And then as you get it in order, you'll be able to grow into different arenas, into different areas.
Yes, yeah, so that's so so powerful, Pastor Dai. And let's close this week with a prayer. Let's pray for all our listeners. And I'm going to pray, then you pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for all our listeners who have tuned in to listen to us Monday through Friday. Lord, whatever their needs are, meet those needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is impossible in their life, you are the God of possibility. And with you, nothing is impossible. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and I decree your blessing, your peace, your joy over their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We come against every spirit of distraction, disorder, delay, discouragement, and doubt. We call forth an arising of the people of God. We call forth a birthing, a manifestation of the vision of which they were sent in this earth realm to birth, to bring forth for your glory, God. We decree and declare that there are entrepreneurs rising up, that people are being elevated from their current position
yes.
to the next position because the glory of the Lord is upon them. There is no limits. When the glory of the Lord is upon you, all you do is rise.
Yes.
You rise over every adversity.
Yes.
You rise over every turbulence.
Yes.
You arise to the position,
yes.
the high place that
yes.
God has called you to in
yes.
this earth realm
yes.
to establish his covenant.
Yes.
We come against every spirit of darkness.
Yes.
We decree and declare the light of the Lord, the glory of the Lord that has arisen causes every spirit of darkness
yes.
to flee. We
yes.
thank you that we operate in perfect health.
Yes.
Every cell, every tissue, every
yes.
organ,
yes.
every system of our
yes.
bodies operate in the perfection of which it was created to operate. The blood of Jesus is upon each and every physical body,
yes.
each and every dwelling place. Therefore, every spirit of destruction must pass over. Every spirit of untimely death must pass over. Be encouraged on today. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now. You're listening to the Friday edition of Morning Breath, a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Hey, welcome friends and family. Don't you love videos like that? And if you didn't get a chance to watch the video, it was a bunch of people who have mastered their craft, their work, their skill, to where they don't just do it well, but they do it with some style and do it with some flair. And what I absolutely love about that video is I think it captures the message today in such an ironic way that all of these people that work so hard on their skill, all those hours and all that effort of being so good, here we are watching videos like that on the regular and just being completely distracted, wasting tons of time. And the message today is actually on distractions. And if you're new here, I want to just welcome you and also want to welcome our Cocoa campus, our Merritt Island Avenue and Parkway campuses, and the Vieira campus and our at-home campus as well. Let's put our hands together and welcome everybody today. So as I did research this week and I discovered the number one reason that people report back of why they went to the internet was drum roll, where's that at? Somewhere. I forgot. That's right. I forgot. How many times